Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. The odds of making it in professional sports are about 1 in 22,000. So you can imagine what the odds are to play with your brother in the NFL. I think you could agree, pretty slim. But this year, two brothers on the silver and black roster were destined to play together.
The hard questions are going to come first. You guys are brothers. Which one's better looking?
Me.
What's understood don't have to be seen.
How would you describe your brother?
Personality-wise, you could say Kanye West. Now, the outspokenness, not so much. But the personality, the fun, the dress, that's him.
How about for him?
If I'm Kanye, could he be Jay-Z?
Laughter didn't always come so easy for the Burnett brothers. As kids, they lived in Compton, just a few blocks from where the Rodney King riots began. In the spring of 1989, 5 months before Kalen was born, their lives changed forever.
Father passed away before he was born. Got in a car accident, was on his way to Kentucky through Oklahoma. I want to say it's mile marker 80 on Interstate 40. That's where he died at. Growing up without a father, I can't explain it. I had to do a lot for myself, and then, oh, now I got a little brother. Oh, okay. So now let me punch on him.
Do you feel like your brother kind of has taken a little bit of that role, if you will, of stepping in where dad couldn't be?
I thank him for that, because I could have been running around in the streets trying to get, you know, advice from the outside, but he kept me home and just made sure I was on top of my stuff. School was always first in our household. I mean, Kev was on honor roll, you know, graduated with his master's from Tennessee. I was kind of slacking in high school, and he was always on me, like, if I could do it, you could do it too. Like you said, it was
we
rough.
We used to get into it over grades.
Great. Mama tell him.
Borderline fight.
Handle that.
Like real fight.
When it didn't come to school, Kevin never had to push his younger brother into following in his footsteps.
I was a follower. I was right behind him. Like, whatever he did, I wanted to do. When he was in Pop Warner and in high school, he was playing running back. I wanted to play running back. He went off to college to Tennessee. He's playing linebacker. I want to play linebacker now. And that's kind of been it.
Was there a certain point in life when you felt like maybe Kevin was giving you more advice than the norm?
that question right there just kind of... I had a flashback moment. I mean, I have to say, kind of like my junior, senior year of college, you know, going through that, I think I know everything, and he telling me what to do, and I'm thinking, so we just was kind of butting heads, and now that I think back on it, like, how am I going to think that I know more than the person where I'm trying to get to where he's at? It was a humbling experience.
A humbling experience underlined by an injury he sustained preparing for his senior season at Nevada. An injury doctors typically only see in rodeo cowboys.
I cracked my hip trying to go up and bat down a ball. And he would tell me, get rid of these crutches. So he would take the crutches away from me. I'm telling him, stop playing, like, get my crutches back. He was like, if you want to play your senior year, this is what you got to do.
Kalen ended up starting for the Wolfpack in all 13 games that fall. In 2012, he made his NFL debut for Oakland, coming in as an undrafted rookie, and is now progressing towards becoming a starter.
5-10.
And the ball is out and recovered.
Kalen Burnett was the one who knocked it loose.
A dream kept alive with the support of Kevin, who has overcome his own share of career-threatening injuries.
It's tough. I mean, it's tough. I'm proud of him. This was something he had to come back from in a short amount of time. And this was one thing I kind of had to say, look, if you're going to go, you got to go. You don't have no more red shirt years. You don't have, this is it. So if you're going to go, you got to go. And he took the advice I gave him.
When you learned that you would be playing for the Raiders, what was the family's response to both babies are going to be on the same team?
We had talked about it, you know, how proud our dad would be, you know, to have two sons on the same team.
Three, no, three. One, two, three.
Are you serious? And then they on the same thing for in the same position? Oh, I'm all about it.
Kevin, an 8-year veteran in the league, took a vastly different path to the NFL than his brother. He was selected by Dallas in the second round of the 2005 draft and is now the starting outside linebacker for the Raiders. And while his role on the field comes with great responsibility, for the 30-year-old, his most important job is being the best brother he can be.
Despite the competition, he's going to be my brother forever. And you can't compete with that. I don't care how much money you get. You know, if it's down to us competing for the same position, I'll go home. Let him play, I'll go home.
A selfless proclamation by a devoted sibling who is more than just a teammate to his little brother.
He's my role model. Some people will say somebody's their role model. You don't even know that person. You don't know their daily life like that, what they've been through to even get to where they at. I seen it. I was there. I know the struggles. I know the time that was put into it. That's why Kevin Burnett is my role model.
According to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, there has been 364 sets of brothers to play in the NFL. And for Kalen and Kevin Burnett, they were on the Raiders roster together this year. That's the first time that's ever happened in Raiders history.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
To bring in that many new starters, guys on one-year contracts, to bring the continuity that they had throughout this season was remarkable.